The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all. Mikey.
Hey. I just wanted to do it with you.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is your lead.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is episode 56, Bad Dad, Good Husband, Bad Wife, Good Mom. Before we get started, we have to do some shout outs to some of our favorite people over on Patreon. So happy anniversary.
Yeah.
To Nicole.
Yes.
W.
Yes.
And Susie and Robbie.
Yeah.
It's their anniversary as well. How long have they been together, baby?
They are about to be married for a year, I believe. They've been together for a while, though, but that's coming.
Congratulations.
Nicole W. has been married. Her wedding date is next July, but they have been together for 13 years.
Jesus.
Their anniversary was yesterday, July 27th.
Congratulations.
We're recording today. And Susie and Robbie's anniversary is tomorrow.
So congratulations, you guys. And Susie and Robbie, they've been married, you said, for 1 year?
Yeah, I think
this is. So how did that go, guys?
Let us know. Y'all still married.
You made it, obviously.
So you did it.
So congratulations, you guys. All right.
All right. And babe.
We're going to get into it.
No, we're not.
So before we do, we made a list, y'all.
We did.
We made a list. And Randy is going to say
what that list was. So back up. We got an email a few weeks ago, and I thought it was spam, so I didn't respond.
Because every email is spam in my mind.
That's not true.
I know. I got to do better. Continue.
I thought it was spam.
Yes,
and
this
so I didn't respond.
Email.
Then we got this email again. This person was like, "Hey, I'm following up with you," and I was like, "Oh, spam bots don't follow up, do they? I don't know."
The new advanced ones do.
So I opened the email and I googled the person.
Okay.
And then I googled the list,
and it turned out to be a real person.
It turned up
in a real list.
Could still be out to get us, but this list is from FeedSpot. So we made the list of top 10 Black Millennial podcasts.
Woo!
When I went to the list, it was only 8 podcasts, but there were 2. So the actual article is called Top 10 Black Millennial Audio Podcasts and Radio You Must Subscribe and Listen to in 2019.
Ooh.
And this was last updated June 27th, 2019.
So we may actually have some new listeners based off of that then.
Right.
Cool.
And this, the list is from FeedSpot. That's what the blog is called and the site is called. It's called FeedSpot.
Feed Spot.
So the best Black Millennial podcast from thousands.
Why you don't talk to me?
From thousands of Black Millennial podcasts on the web using search and social metrics, and they suggest that you subscribe to these, and they say that how they are ranked. So we were ranked based off Google reputation and Google research ranking, influence and popularity on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites. They must be looking at our Instagram,
Facebook, and Twitter, and
quality and consistency of episodes, and then FeedSpot's editorial team and expert review.
Gotcha.
So on this list, we
what people cared about is what number is we?
We're number 2.
We top 2, but we ain't number 2.
Which is actually Nikki G. If you are listening. I saw her rating on iTunes. She put that we're in her top 3 podcasts. We're not 2 or 3. Anyway, so
Thank
we
you.
Made the list along with Inner Hole Uprising, Friend Zone, all these other great podcasts, and it was nice. And so we'll link it in our show notes, and y'all can take a look at it.
Yeah. So we made that list.
Yeah.
So how you feel about
thank
that?
You. I think it's exciting. I've never made a list.
Nope, just roll in school.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I've made lists for like awards and stuff in school.
Oh, no, y'all definitely made lists when the boys in the school was talking about y'all.
Oh, okay.
And had to categorize women because we learned at a young age that you all fit on a
I don't think I ever
list.
Made a list.
You definitely made a list.
I was really traumatized by a conversation I heard by a group of boys. They were like, oh, this one girl got body, but she don't got no face. And I was so sad.
What? Oh, they're talking about you?
No, they were talking about. Hold on.
Oh, pause it. And we're back.
Yeah.
Accurate. Accurate.
It's not funny, but I was traumatized. I was like, I never want to know about knowing a list.
But we
I know
had
I
them.
Made. I know I made
you
it.
You absolutely were on list.
I know I made
you
it.
You were on list. She got a body and a face, but she's slow list. Like, bro, I tried to talk to her and she didn't even realize what was happening. So we just walked away from each other.
I don't be realizing. Yeah. Y'all.
What?
But like, y'all, like, I really don't be realizing. The stuff just go over my head. Because I just don't have time. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a little slow.
And you've been like that since you were 5. I keep, yo, all right, so anybody, so I know, it's okay. We're talking. Look, every time me and Randy's parents end up sitting for a long enough time, I get a news story about how Randy was like, just this kid, just a bad kid.
I wasn't bad.
He was a bad kid.
Okay, I wasn't bad.
All right.
They don't give you bad kid stories.
They don't. That's what you're telling me right now?
They don't.
All right, so the last story I heard, Randy's father was in an accident.
My.
When he was younger.
Babe, why are you Randy, telling this story?
Somebody was talking about this story and it came up. And Randy
me.
And her dad.
I told you, we were talking about this one.
Then I'm going bring up the one with your mom.
Mikey, we don't have time.
We do have time. Some stuff is happening. They get to enjoy a little extra talk today.
All right.
Randy and her dad was shooting the dozens, just talking back and forth about each other.
We was throwing Jones back and
just
forth.
Just joking, you know? This is when Joni was how we would refer to it. Say it was Joan, right? Randy is going at her dad. Her dad says what, Randy?
He got an accident and I called him something. I won't say what it was.
I'm going to say what it is. I just want to know what you said first.
I don't know if it would trigger him. I don't know if he would care.
Randy basically started talking about this man's physical appearance in a way that was not funny.
It wasn't funny. And I was laughing so hard but and didn't realize
Randy
he wasn't
like,
laughing.
This really innocent kid and don't see nothing she do wrong. And this ain't not the first story I've heard about Randy saying reckless shit to her dad and thinking that it was okay. Because the last story she told me, she just got slapped. And that was like the end of it.
I got slapped.
So what happened as a result of this joke that you made?
I got my butt beat, but only because I didn't tell him what I said. Like, they were like, what you say? The whole, I guess their motive was to have me say what I said and to then understand why it wasn't nice. But we were joking.
But you were laughing too much.
But I was laughing so hard, y'all. I forgot. You ever forgot what you was talking about?
No.
I forgot.
You be full of shit.
No. Mike, why would
you can't tell me you just made a joke and you just said the words. You just said the words.
That's exactly what they said.
And then you start laughing.
But why would I take a beating for that?
Because you sometimes got to die with
the
lie.
We won't beat you. Mike, when my mom, she used to give us an option. You want to be on punishment? You want to get your ass beat?
Mm-hmm.
I always took a punishment.
Got you
don't have to give me an option.
Uh-huh.
I will never
you
take
a question,
the ass beating.
And I want other people to answer, but I'm answering.
Anyway,
I ain't never laughed so hard that
Mike,
instantly
I was
forgot
laughing
what
so
I said.
Hard because I was like, ha, ha, ha. They was like, what you say? I can't even fucking remember. Anyway, I got my ass beat and my sister, Brianna, had to tell me what I said. And I was like, oh.
And it always sounds like something Randy would say. Basically, I'm worried about what is going to happen when my child turns 4.
How did we get on this? We're talking about a list.
Because
I don't
we
understand.
Made the list. Yay.
Why
all
are
right.
you bringing this up? Yeah, I'm working on myself.
Call to action. Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Yes.
We are still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Rate us.
5 stars, please. We have just made 200 ratings
Woo!
On iTunes.
Woo!
I know that's like not like a crazy
a
number,
look,
but it's a nice number.
Look,
it's a solid number.
For some
if somebody
randoms
is looking for us
from Atlanta
who ain't had nothing, who don't got nothing,
and who just, you know,
here
we building,
building
from scraps
from the ground.
200 to me is 2 million.
It's a lot.
So
we really appreciate it. And they're like, if people are actually like rating, they're not just like rating us, they're reviewing,
which is really nice. And it's like honest feedback, and I appreciate it. And y'all listen. And you only did 5 stars.
Because
so you're the best.
If you don't like us, I promise you. I don't keep up with people I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go find someone I don't like and rate them.
People do that.
I just leave them alone.
Really?
Unless I feel like it is my right.
Like God
to
is propelling.
Tell you
propelling?
To stay
is
away. Like if God is like.
Compelling.
Yes.
Yes.
Unless I feel like I need everybody to stop dealing with this person. This is why I don't review books.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're good, like unless they're good ratings, I'm just like
that's nice of you
because it's subjective.
So you're not one of those people that goes in the Amazon ratings and be like 1 star because the tape on the packaging that it came in was a little loose.
No,
even though the product
I think
worked
people
just
are
fine.
Crazy. I think people are crazy.
Follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_TheChapman.
Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that's 770-750-4098. And while we're there, y'all can also send us emails at blackmailmare@gmail.com. That's blackmilmar@gmail.com. Mikey, you can. There's a lot of people don't know how to email us because you be doing this shit when I'm trying to.
Yo, watch your toe. That was sexy. Don't do that. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, we're in a good mood because. I'm in a good mood.
Well, Granny's upstairs taking care of Dot right now. Mm-hmm. I just made iced coffee for the first time, and that shit is fire.
And y'all, this is our last episode until September.
We are going on a little mini break.
Because, you know, if you heard the Give Me a Break episode, we're doing 10 episodes to the public, and we're taking a break. We've actually done more because Patreon also gets episodes. We will be on Patreon. We will not be out in the public. And it will give you time to catch up and miss us, and we'll be back in September ready to roll, and hopefully with some new stuff we're working on.
Yes, so you guys will receive this episode, and then we're taking the month of August off.
Yep, be back when I'm 27.
Woo! With some brand new because...
Leo season!
No one cares.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's Leo season!
Yes! Okay. Season for pussies.
Mikey.
Yes, pussy. Cat. Rare.
Y'all, before I... I don't even know. Well, what are we? I'm gonna have to edit so much.
No, you won't. Stop. This is fun. All right. So, listen to feedback.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who enjoyed our episode for Do You Want a Code?
Yeah. So, You Want a Code and our family dinner. Those are the two episodes we were both like,
a little nervous because it's like off
what we normally do.
Yes. Which gave us some insights to some things that we want to do moving forward.
And what y'all like. Y'all are weird. And that's cool.
Which is like us, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, we fit. We belong together, y'all.
We belong. You got to stop doing that to where I like can sing it.
No more coffee for you.
This shit is great.
No more coffee.
Okay, got you. So, I made iced coffee, y'all.
We have some listener feedback before we go into the music, into the episode. And a voicemail. And they're both from the same Patreon supporter who has some words for us. Now, I already done. Told her she was right because she was.
What'd she say? I don't remember.
But she only halfway right. Okay, this was the message that she said, "Hello, it's Ebony again."
Did she write a whole bunch of O's?
Yes.
Got you.
Whenever I read y'all, I'm reading how people write.
Got you.
Hello.
Don't why you do your hands like that?
Okay. It's Ebony again. I just finished listening to the So You Want a Code episode. Although I'm not into coding, I felt smart just listening to y'all speak about
really?
It. I love, love, love y'all and the content you provide. It has birthed lots of conversations between my husband and I. Anyway, that's not why I'm writing you. I actually have a bone to pick with you two, or a fight or flight, if you will.
Nah, I'm straight.
So
let's
here
go
you
ahead
go.
And go to the next feedback.
Here we go. It's the same
I'm
Patreon
choosing
supporter.
To fly.
It's the same. You don't even know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Actually, let's you do. I didn't tell you what this was. At the beginning of this episode, you all played a voicemail from a young lady named Nicole, and Randy... said something about how you only receive voicemails from either her or Monica. And yes, Mikey, you agree. Now, I'm not sure which episode it was, but a while ago, I left you all a voicemail. It was so long ago, like 2000 BC or something.
I remember.
I don't really remember the details because y'all played me to the left. But I do know that Randy was complaining about something Mikey does, and she asked if anyone else's husband does the same. I felt that complaint in my spirit. So I had to leave a voicemail. And wouldn't you know, these fools didn't even play it. Jesus.
Type.
So yeah, I'm gonna need y'all to run that back and put some respect on my voicemail. Seems to me the only real nigga over there is Drew. I'm gonna let y'all make it because I know y'all are sleepy as fuck, but still, ain't gonna be no fighting clean if this happens again. Let me know if y'all are fighting this or fleeing, and I will be listening closely too. LMAO, love y'all. Bye.
Look, you wanna you
go,
got this.
You go.
Now you ready, B? What you want to do?
I'm going to fight and fly.
Got you.
This is why.
So we're just going to hit one time and then run away. Like,
so
we ain't doing nothing.
I looked at the voicemail. We played this voicemail.
Was it the voicemail that didn't sound right?
No. This one was fine.
Got you.
What happened? This was the one, her voicemail was about the cursing. I was like, Jasmine Jones taught me how to curse. She had a voicemail about the same thing. She was like, there must be the same Jasmine Jones.
I remember.
But it wasn't about... something your husband did. That's the only thing. And we couldn't figure out which episode to put it on. We were like, do we put it in the beginning? Do we put it at the end? We want to put it at the end because we know y'all not going to the end. So we were just like, what are we gonna do?
Okay.
So So she is right about that. I'm fighting because you got the content of the voicemail wrong.
Okay, that's your fight.
I read the transcript. Okay. And I'm flying because we didn't play it. But I'm also fighting it because we didn't say that we only get voicemails from them. Mm-hmm. They are just the most consistent ones.
Got you. And so, and that's part one of my fight, is that they do it a lot. And it's not that we didn't hear it. Ebony, we love you. We appreciate you. Because you always got to lead with love, right? But all of the next jabs I'm taking you is just pure hate, right? First of all, nah. You know how you'll somebody leave a whole message and you just gonna reply to it with I'm straight on all that,
Mikey?
Cause stop. I ain't really gonna like dive into it because I ain't hear none of what you said except one thing that I really gotta respond to,
Mikey.
Drew is not the only real nigga in this house. Like no, real niggas birth real niggas.
Oh my god!
So that makes me and Randy the realest ones. She is too by association, and that's it.
Thank you, Ebony, for your feedback.
You were wrong.
You're big.
And we were right.
And
you're small.
And we are big. And there's nothing that you can do about it.
But continue to leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098, and we will play it on future episodes.
And because we owe you, Ebony, we're about to play your voicemail right now. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, Mikey and Randy. My name is Ebony, Ebony Tucker, and I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm actually, right now, I'm not finished with the episode. I'm listening. I'm a Patreon subscriber, so I'm listening to the episode you guys just uploaded, the unedited version. Anyhow, I just wanted to say that there must be another Jasmine Jones in the world because I am originally from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I was in the third grade. I know Randy said she was in the fourth grade when Jasmine told her she was sick of her not cursing, so she started. I was in the third grade, and I had a group of friends, and it was another girl. Her name was India, but she had to be kin to this Jasmine Jones or something because she said pretty much the same thing. And I am here to tell you, I have been cursing like a sailor since the third grade, and I have tried multiple times to stop cursing. So keep hope alive, baby, because I am on this struggle with you. That's all I want to say. I'm going to keep listening to the rest. I might be calling back because I'm sure there's something else I probably have to say. This is my first voicemail that I'm leaving you guys, and I love y'all so much. Me and my husband listen to you guys so much, and I'm so happy for y'all. Happy anniversary. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like, and if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like, now check it out.
Y'all, the whole time we playing this voicemail, Mikey's like, we heard this. We didn't put this. We didn't.
Thanks, Ebony.
Thank you, Ebony. We're sorry.
Randy's sorry. And her and Drew will never do it again.
I'm tired. I'm tired, Mike. I started off with energy. Mm-hmm. Dealing with you.
Well, usually our fight or flights come to some sort of conclusion. So how this is going to conclude is Ebony can come to us with an apology now. And then we could be cool.
Some PDA know what she did. Thank you so much for sticking with us, for joining Patreon.
We appreciate it.
I'ma flee. I'ma ultimately flee.
And you know how I fight, so.
All right, babe. It's you.
All right. This is episode 56 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Bad dad, good husband, bad wife, good mom. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM to get started today. If you need some recommendations, I got you. Born a Criminal by Trevor Noah. One of my favorite comedians. I really am just interested in reading this book, but I don't have time to read it, so I'm just going to listen. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki. This is just one of those books that I've always heard you're supposed to read. And I'm a dad, and I'm poor. But I want to be rich, but I think that's not what the book is about. I don't know, so I'm going to listen. But again, you don't have to download these selections. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more. From leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So, download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free book.
All right. Good job, babe. You are stupid. You're stupid. I just want to be honest with you about how I feel about you. I love you. You did great.
Thank you.
But you dumb as hell.
You Ace married Ridley. Me.
I know. So who's dumber?
The chicken. In this episode, we are going to talk about a recently inspired conversation that we had coming off of a video that Randy watched from YouTube Family that we love.
Yes. Y'all know we are Patreon supporters of Belief in Fatherhood. Mm-hmm. And when this video popped up, I was like, oh, I got some time. Drew, sleep.
So we're going to give a little bit of context without giving away that story, because you should definitely go check it out. You know, we have like other things.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it all up with the fight or flight and end it off with some much appreciated, always needed PDA before we go on this hiatus.
Yeah, this break.
Yeah.
To get rested, to get more in line, to give y'all content for September.
But before we get into any of that, we have to start off with our love story.
Yeah, we do.
And Randy has a special one for you all today.
I do. And this love story is from Susie, Robbie, if you're listening. And it's about y'all. And I'm going to get into it.
Share.
So, some context.
Mm-hmm.
So, Susie and Robbie are Patreon supporters.
Okay.
And we actually mentioned them like last year. She sent in an email. Anyway. We've been in contact. She sent the Patreon message and then she sent the email. So basically it's their anniversary and she wanted us to surprise him. And she wanted to share their love story as a gift for him. And like, just be heard.
Got
and told.
You. And us. And,
yeah.
And our listeners.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this.
And she attached a picture on there for their late honeymoon. They took a late honeymoon.
Okay.
To Jamaica last month. And so we have that picture. We'll post it on Instagram.
Congratulations.
With your consent, which I think you've given us in this email. So yeah, Robbie, this is for you. I'm going to read it how she wrote it. Susie, I didn't make any type of updates or edits. It was perfectly written. Thank you so much.
She loves you, Robbie.
She does. All right. So I'm going to get started. So in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Best year ever.
The year Mikey graduated. High school is not about you. I was a junior at the University of Nebraska.
Okay.
I was pretty quiet and shy for the first couple of years, but by the start of junior year, I had decided to spread my wings. Part of that included designating myself as a Black People Welcoming Committee. Not a real thing.
It is.
Robbie was a freshman and remember sitting in the dining hall waiting for his friend to come back from the buffet line when he first saw me. I don't remember this, but according to Robbie, I walked up to him and said, "You don't have to sit alone, you know. There's a bunch of us sitting in the back." I don't remember this, but it's definitely something I would have done. Anyway, Robbie says he fell in love with me way back then. We didn't get together in college. He dated someone. I graduated. I was dating someone. Somewhere in there, I found out that he had a big crush on me. I moved to Houston for a year. Robbie graduated with a degree in graphic design. I moved back to work for the university, but Robbie had left the college town and moved back to our hometown an hour away. Fast forward to 2017, I moved back to our hometown. Robbie and I were friends on Snapchat, and I saw that he was running a lot. He looked extra good. I hit him up and asked him if he
Smart, Robbie. Smart.
Receipts. Data. Look at me. I'm fit.
Oh, no, not even. You know, just...
I know what runners, yeah.
Probably a fisherman out here.
I hit him
up. Hit him with a little bit of bait.
And asked if he wanted to go running together.
When of course.
I got settled in. This was me shooting my shot, LOL. I hosted a game night at my new place shortly after. Robbie and a bunch of our friends were invited since we were always in the same circles. There were major vibes. I definitely had a crush on him. But my friend noticed him too. And when she asked me about us, I played it cool. Didn't stake my claim. Big mistake. Her and Robbie.
Oh, no.
Her and Robbie ended up hanging out, which got back to me. Robbie kept asking about running together, but I'd dodge him. Eventually, we met up at a park to talk. I told him how I didn't want to get in the middle of anything and didn't want to be involved in any drama. He likes to tell people that I broke up with him on our first day. LOL. Anyway, a few months of going back and forth about my feelings for him, I eventually admitted to myself that it was much harder to be away from him than it would be to be honest. Once we stopped playing around and started dating, everything went 100 miles an hour. We met each other's families, hung out all the time, and generally couldn't stay away from each other. We'd stay up on Skype talking for hours late into the night. I'd never felt more comfortable with another man in my entire life. He honestly blew me away. We started dating in October, went public on New Year's, and in February told our parents we planned to start pre-marriage counseling. We got engaged on Memorial Day weekend and married 8 weeks later.
Woo.
This year has been amazing. I don't regret anything. What type of first year y'all had? This sounds so mature.
This is a really great story.
It is.
Well, it's because they wasted mad time.
Bullshit.
So naturally.
By the time you get together, it's great. As we approach our 1 year anniversary on July 28th, I just feel full of gratitude. He's the most kind, caring, and considerate man ever, and he's not afraid to really love me. My life has only gotten better since we committed to going through life together. That was really nice.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary,
y'all. Happy anniversary.
Y'all did it. Year one.
Susie, that was sweet.
It was. Thank you so much for trusting us with your story and letting us put it out there. Robbie, give us some head. Y'all go have fun.
Susie,
happy anniversary.
Give him some head. Happy anniversary. Robbie, my boy, my guy.
Hey, Mikey.
I'm proud of you. Nah, he did everything right, is what it sounds like. Keep up the good work,
like,
man.
Some mess you put me through.
What you talk about? Robbie did great.
You know, y'all, Mikey put me off on his friend.
Because I was trying to save you.
He put me off on his friend.
I was trying to save you.
And then Susie wasn't get mad to save when him. His friend want to talk. And then you got mad.
I didn't get mad.
Mikey, you didn't get mad?
I didn't get mad.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
I was bothered. I didn't realize or think about why it was bothering me, but I was bothered. Because then I started realizing, like, how y'all just didn't look good together.
We didn't.
I was like, this don't work.
It don't. It didn't.
I was like, he lame, so, like, he'll take care of you. But it just don't look right.
You are horrible.
What? That's how I felt.
I know, baby. And we are into the episode. Okay. Thank you again for that love story.
Thank you.
We hope y'all enjoyed that. All right. Main topic, my love.
Oh, what are we doing? What's happening? All right.
Episode. Yeah.
Main topic. Mm-hmm. So, parenting is rough.
Yeah.
Doubt, discomfort, discombobulation are taking a toll.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to talk about how that's affecting us as spouses.
Right.
Normally when we have any episode that's regarding like baby stuff, it's only in our minis, and those are like only the Patreon episodes. But, you know, things bleed into other areas.
Right.
And
we felt like this was more of a spouse marital relationship
than a kid
type.
Combo.
Right. And it's really long. And minis are notoriously short because mm-hmm. they are minis.
So yeah. We're just going to get into it.
Okay.
We'll give a little bit of backstory.
Yeah.
So Randy watched the rebirth story of Belief. I'm going to give a quick background real quick. For those who don't know, Belief is the gentleman whose music play that we play for our podcast. Mm-hmm. He has a YouTube channel, really great content, beautiful little chocolate babies. He recently released a video of his youngest child's birth.
Yes.
And he was not there for the birth of the child. It is probably one of the greatest videos I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we watched it through Patreon.
It was a movie, man. It was extremely
It was
emotional.
Intense.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
And I'm not trying to under or over whatever. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And please join his Patreon or look at YouTube. I think it's up there to see the full story of that.
A cut down version of it. Yeah. It is.
Yes, but because he wasn't able to do it, he spoke with the doula.
Midwife,
and she suggested doing
a rebirth,
mm-hmm. which was essentially he and his wife and the baby in the birth pool.
Yes,
and just redoing
it.
Yes, the whole birthing experience. Randy and I just watched that.
Well, I've already seen it, but we watched it.
Randy
again.
Randy just watched it with me.
Yes, I just want to be clear that I'm a good Patreon supporter.
Randy,
go ahead.
Anyway, we just watched that. That's the point I'm making.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of inspired this conversation.
Yeah.
So, again, what's up?
No, so my first watch was like the reason I brought this to Mikey, because I realized there were things mm-hmm. that we had to discuss. And I'm really interested to see how, now that you have seen it, how it impacts this conversation. Because when we had the production meeting, you hadn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it started with you relating to Yvette's story.
Yes. So now that we're about to do this, I can see what you mean in a production meeting, how this could be all over the place. And I'm mm-hmm. trying, I want, y'all know I like my structure.
We're going to keep it as cohesive as we can. But for some reason, they like when we just be talking so.
Okay. Oh no. I am feeling emotional. I swear, I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's okay. So Randy started saying that expressing to me how she related to Yvette's story.
Right.
Without giving away much of the video.
So
share the part that you felt for.
Well, the birth story was not like theirs. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey was very intent. Like, he was there. Like, and like, Belief has been there for all the other kids.
He has. They have four children. He was there for all three of the first kids' birth.
Yeah.
He's a very active father. He is exactly what I feel.
Yes.
and what I want to and work to be, and what I think makes for a good father, just actively trying.
Right.
And doing the most and showing up for your kids.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why this hit him so hard.
And I don't necessarily relate to the birth story because that wasn't my story, obviously, mm-hmm. but it did cause me to reflect on postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
And so as everybody knows, especially if you heard the last episode, so you want to code, Mikey hasn't been here. He's here when we record. He goes out. A lot, the bulk of the podcast work has fallen on me. The bulk of the caregiving work for Drew has fallen to me because he got to work, you know? He's been in class. It's a lot, and it's not like a excuse, but we've had a lot of people respond to our episode who have done similar programs or who are web developers, and they get it. And so it was really hard. It has been a rough 3 months emotionally and postpartum wise. We've had help, but I related to her at one point in the story, and I haven't seen the actual public version. So I hope I'm not giving too much away. I've just seen the Patreon version.
We'll share what she said, just not all of it.
So at one point she says that she, you know, while she wasn't upset with Glenn and she didn't feel abandoned or neglected, when she looked back on the pictures of the birth story, his absence was very clear because he wasn't there.
Yeah, she said she realized it during the day.
Obviously.
However, looking at the pictures just hit her different.
Right. And that is how I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
Or like how I was feeling before the program ended.
Being able to, now we're on the other side of the class, you're able to like look back and see.
And see how gone you were.
Well, I can speak up now.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. This is part of the reason why it was so hard for me. Is because just because of how I was living it. Because you are or were so wrapped up in what's happening with our daughter and you in the space and everything that's going on, you were seeing it from the perspective of someone who's like living it, and I have to just kind of work through it.
Right. And she mentioned that how like Glenn for her is a source of strength. And I didn't realize, even with the vulnerability episode, like obviously how much I depend on you. I have a bad day. Like I come home, Mikey's like, come lay down, or like you hold me or you affirm me or you talk to me. And I didn't really get that. The first 3 months with Drew. Like, I mean, obviously when you're home, you're talking, we're on the podcast, we got PDA, which is why PDA is so important to us. Cause sometimes y'all, that's the only time we telling each other something nice or we got the time to. But, and I really needed you, like in a way that I wanted to need you, right? Like I really wanted you in the way that I wanted you, in the way that I am used to having you. And it was hard. Parenting is hard. Motherhood is hard. Some things you can't be here for. And it's not even just you being gone during the day, right? Because regular work days, that's fine. But the coding program and having to drive Lyft and all that, you have irregular, non-traditional hours. Like,
historically, I'd work 3 or 4 jobs and I'd still have all the time in the world for Randy. Cause I can.
Or just us.
I could create that. But with the program, it just wasn't possible with all the other things that had to be done, and it did take me away. And
having to literally drive for bills, like we can only push car note and car insurance around so much. They gotta be paid, rent, you know. And so it was different when you had like the full-time job and you were just driving Lyft as like a extra or as whatever. But anyway, I had to tap into something inside of me to get through, because I couldn't, which is why now when you're home and you see me like holding Drew and like trying to open this bottle and do all this stuff, you're like, Randy, I can help you. But I'm so used to having to do it by myself, I forget to ask for help.
So we have a list here.
Yes.
Again, the title is Bad Dad, Good Husband, Bad Wife, Good Mom.
Right.
So we're starting with Bad Dad.
Okay. I went off on
that. No, it's okay. I was trying to say that while this is a large part of why I carried so much guilt, not past tense, I'm working on it, but carry so much guilt, is because even while carrying the workload that I'm carrying, I still recognize how hard your load is to carry. And all I'm doing all day while I'm away is figuring out what I can do the moment I step foot in here to try to take something away from you. And it's hard when I see you maneuvering and doing things with your hands. And you mention very often, like, oh no, I know how to do this with one hand. This is just what I have to do. Like, and sometimes it can even come across as like, you not really having much patience with me trying to do stuff because like, cause you can do it. You've been practicing, you've been working on this thing. And it like saddens me because you shouldn't have had all of this practice by yourself. I have to say sometimes, like, you know, you're not like a single mom. You're not alone. I know most of the time you have had to be, but in this moment I'm here. So
and
use me.
Right.
And it's,
no, you're
right. Difficult.
And we, and y'all know we have a really great family. But as y'all know, I'm also currently staying at home, working from home in terms of like the podcast and writing, but I'm at home and people have regular traditional jobs, you know? Mikey's mom is a nurse. And so her hours are all over the place, you know?
Yep.
Even though we're here and my mom is in South Carolina, you know, she's not really, but she's like 2 hours away from South Carolina.
No,
she's
here far.
I know. But I, and then also in one point in the video, she goes, you know, at one point she didn't want to be touched during the birth. And she was like, she wanted her husband. And sometimes that's all I want. And it used to make me so mad. I used to have so much rage when I would have everybody else around. I was like, I really just want Mikey here. And, you know, my sister come and stay and Mikey take the sofa and she take the bed because he got to get up and she don't. And we be in the bed together, me and Bree. And I'm just like, I want my husband in this bed, you know? Yeah. It used to make me so mad. Not at her, but just at what it is. And so what I'm saying is I know that I had like support. There were options and things, but sometimes y'all, it was just like, I'd rather have what I want or just do it myself. You know, be by myself. Cause I just felt like I just had a lot of anger.
So Bad Dad, to me, and I kind of want you to tell me what you think of this also while we have it, but, what it is to me and why I feel this describes me. Again, guilt is something I'm really good at. Shame, it's like a skill. I want to be present. And to me, being present literally means being there. I spoke to my therapist and we talk about these things, but I haven't really gone in depth about it. To me, a present father would be the opposite of what mine was. I remember my father up until I was 3. I remember visiting him when I was 10 in prison. I remember hearing from him again in between those times with birthday cards, once a year in February, and called sporadically. And then again, like after I was 10, I heard from him again when I was 18, when he was about to be released. And that's it. Like that is like I don't think you get more absent than that unless you just like were gone from birth. But that's something that I dealt with or deal with. That is to me what being an absent father is. It's just choosing not to actively pursue being in your child's life. And I feel like I've been a bad dad because I have all these things taking me away from y'all. All these things. And because of that, I'm always trying to find creative ways of like supplementing that. Like, you know, Randy needs help. Let's call someone to come be around. But I don't want that. Honestly, like while I love your sister and I want her to be around, but I want to be around just, you know, just like, as you said before, but I can't. And the reason why I can't is because like I've brought us to this place, you know, I'm saying, but this is my thinking. This is why I think that I've been a bad dad. Like, yeah, I'm providing enough to get us by, but it just seems like I see I hold my steering wheel more than I've held my child. Like that is truth. I spend more time talking to strangers than I do my wife. That's a fact. I spend more time in my car than my home. That is a fact. I'm away. I am absent. I don't feel present. Even with me being away for things at home to be good, I don't feel my therapist broke it down to me like this. Like I am more than just what I provide financially for my family.
Right. Which is what I tell you all the time.
It is. And I hear those words. I do. And I just feel this. I just feel something in the pit of my stomach sometimes. And those words just kind of like, I don't know, like they just fade behind all the, yeah, but like, your daughter lights up less and less when you hold her. Or she still scans you because she don't really like know who you are sometimes, but you be kissing all over her like y'all friends. Or
that's how you interpret it, babe, but that's not what
I
know.
I get it. But this is how I feel. I've given my daughter 3 baths and she's 4 months old. I just don't get the opportunity for that time. And it just sucks. And before I can even let it register on like an emotional level or like feel something towards it, I really gotta like go get up my car, or I have to go, you know?
Yeah.
Like even like we're recording this, but I have to go.
Yeah.
Like after, you know? So it's, but you capture like these really great pictures of us.
Cause y'all are great together.
And it makes it look like I'm like here.
Because when you are here, you are here, Mike. That's what I tell you. When you do a really great job of being here when you are here. You're not here thinking about, at least not actively, not with her. I know you be dog tired, but you still hold her. You tell her these crazy ass stories. Like, you told her the story of Pocahontas, but you mixed it with Avatar. And it was just wrong. It was wrong.
I told her it started off with the story of, Pocahontas. I was talking about John Smith.
Then Pocahontas
on Pandora.
Taught John Smith how to say what she said.
That's like, I said Natiri was trying to teach John Smith how to say goodbye, and she said Wingapo.
Yo, it's like what it is. And I'm like, Mikey, shut up. Shut up. Put this baby down so she can go to sleep.
I think the Well, no, when I'm here, I'm here. I am here. I don't even if we're arguing, I'm just glad to like
be talking,
be in your ear. Honestly, like it's like,
yeah.
And I know that can sometimes be frustrating because, you know, you want to like, we're fighting, right? Or we're trying to have a conversation, but I'm just staring at you.
Yeah.
But I just be staring at the road all day. Like, or I just, it. Like, it's so, and not only do I feel like I have to be, but that's just me. That's what I would be doing if I was here.
So good. Good husband, though. How is that? You think you're doing a better job for yourself? Like, by your standards?
To me, a good husband is someone who is loving and supporting of his wife, and is doing what he's supposed to do for his family, which can sometimes clash, like I said, with being a dad. I think as husband, as quote unquote head of household, as in that area, according to the standards of what, he ain't out here cheating, he out here providing, he's out here trying, he's family centered, he like those things, like I think that,
right,
like I check off like the good boxes, but even in doing those things, I feel like I fall short as far as what I provide to my actual wife. Not what I provide for you, but to you. I don't think I fill you up like I used to. Not feel. Like,
no,
fill
I get
you.
It. No, F-I-L-L.
It, and that saddens me. You know, I enjoy putting that time into you. It makes me happy when I can like sit and you got your legs up and I'm just like saying stupid jokes and I'm seeing how far my stupid joke can like drag.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally after a while a joke like dies down, but like if I can keep you laughing and like I get you snorting, then like I'm satisfied mm-hmm. with life, you know. But you know, when do we have time for that? Or I want you to, like, I feel like you can't get in your head about things bad if like we're working on things and things are good at that moment, you know? Like, if I'm like rubbing you down and give you a massage and you're like actually feeling relaxed with some music playing, or you can read a book, you know, like something, then I think that's time that you're not feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm actually trying, like literally lifting you up. I don't feel like I've been able to do that, or that I have, which has caused just clashes and arguments and
clashes,
misunderstanding.
Arguments?
Like, we know that half the time, not even half, it's more than that. When we're arguing, the thing that we're talking about isn't what we're arguing about. It's
right.
Like, yo, like, I ain't seen you in a fucking month. Like, it has nothing to do with the toilet paper being put backwards instead of forwards.
But we have it. What actual arguments and clashes are you talking about? Because that, like, is not one.
It's even, I don't know, it's just, it's the little ones. It's the, It's not even like direct arguments. It's like it's you catch an attitude real quick, or we think the person caught an attitude, but they hadn't finished their sentence. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
We're just not around.
It's just the way that you said it. I can't even read you anymore. You know? I'm not saying that to you.
No,
you.
I get it.
Like, and then I'm working on doubling back. Like the other day, I could have started an argument with that. When I came home, I was trying to do something.
I think I was trying to talk to you about a bill.
Talking to me about the podcast, we have a schedule, there's some things that need to get done. But I literally came home after having a meeting with some people who were telling me that I am going to run myself into the ground and that I need to get it together on some other levels and I need to figure it out and find balance. And I'm thinking, all right, I have to take this energy home to my wife and we can discuss that. But they were basically telling me I'm not meeting my basic human needs.
You aren't.
And my first thought was, all right, I know I need water. I know I need food. But right now, if I'm honest, I need some time with my wife and my daughter. If I'm being completely honest, I need that more and I can do the other things right after. So my thought was, I'm going to go home. I'm going to cook a meal. My wife said she hadn't had breakfast. I'm like, all right, I'll make you a breakfast bagel, and then I'll just make a lasagna. I just want to cook for us. I want to sit down and I just want to eat a meal. That's it. And I want to spend that time with you talking about something other than what we got to do today. What task needs to be done? Because there's always something. And it's always something that I got to hurry up and do. And the reason why there's always something is because I got to leave shortly after. There's only a couple of windows here and there where we can take care of these tasks before I got to go work.
Right.
Or go apply or go do something else. Right. So I come home of the mindset all right, I'm going to come in. And I'm going to present this to Randy as hey, this is the thing I want to do. And I'm just going to move forward. Randy has also been living her life during the day and was when Mikey comes home, I got to talk to him about these things that I do.
Yeah.
Even if that wasn't your number one thing, when you see me, now you're physically, you see me. Yes. You hadn't seen me all day. And I think on that morning in particular, you didn't wake up when I kissed you goodbye. I think it was it was a turn your head. I feel you real quick. And that's it. So you hadn't seen me. But now that you can make eye contact, you're like, oh, yeah, all of this stuff that I was supposed to do or we're supposed to do has come to mind. And it's not even that you bring in it with the intention of starting conversation purely about it. You're just like, oh, yeah. So, hey, remember, we got to do this and we got to do this. And I stopped you.
Yeah.
But the way I did it, I was like, Randy, no.
I can't remember how you did it, but
it was sharp. It was quick and it was sharp.
And then you walked away and I was like, okay.
But the way that I walked away and the way you said, okay, I heard that I hurt you. But my entire point of coming home was to bond with you because there's just disconnect. And I heard that. And instead of being why you say okay like that? Just an argument, because an argument can happen because that's how they start sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I just walked back over and I told you the point of me coming home. I just want to do something nice for you because I need this. We need a meal. We haven't had time. If we can just get 2-3 hours of just us, just let me eat with you. Let me do something with you, with our daughter, and just something other than work.
And you didn't drive that day.
I didn't drive that day.
You can't drive.
That day was already hard. There were other things that were happening that day.
You couldn't have driven that
bills
day.
That weren't about to get met. There was already all these stressors. And so, I cried. I couldn't. It's just hard. It's hard to maintain sometimes. And then looking at you, I'm all I want is to spend time with you. That's it. So just let me cook you this meal. And you heard me.
I did.
You heard me and we
and
ate.
That's right. And that's, I guess, getting into the bad wife part, because I can't, I look at a calendar and all I see is due dates for bills. That's all I see. They're not even that's all I see. So that's all I talk about. I literally wake up thinking about money and I go to bed thinking about money. And somewhere in between there, I'm a mother and trying to be a good wife. But in terms of being a bad wife, I feel like a good wife is an assist in all the ways, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, financially. And I don't think I'm doing well in any of it. Damn shame bringing in no money. I mean, we do Patreon together. That's three something. And
the most consistent check we get is because you.
You know, Drew is on Medicaid, baby Medicaid, Peach Care.
You're doing.
Yeah, because I go in there and I sit in them long ass lines. It's okay.
You handle it insurance. And your family has insurance.
But that's the mom era. You know, I feel that's not really a wife thing. And I haven't been feeling And then even when you talk about me, when I brought that up to you, you're like, oh, you're an amazing mom. You never say I'm an amazing wife. Not lately. And I had noticed that. Like, that's the only title I get.
And we had, when we talked about that and you brought that up, I felt ashamed because, again, my thinking from my perspective was like, just say some, make sure I'm saying kind things.
Right.
And all I'm noticing, because we are apart for so long, is when we get together, I'm just seeing how an amazing wife you are. Because I'm wrapped up in how, I'm sorry, mom you are. Because I'm wrapped up in how bad of a dad I am. So, like, I was like, I have to tell you this. I was like, yo, you're doing a really great job with her. She loves you so much. Y'all, like, she's so into you.
Yeah.
Because she is. You can read her so well. You know what she wants. You know what she needs right now. You know what will soothe her. You know what will make her smile. Y'all, there's a connection there. And I'm thinking that, you know, like, I need to make sure that I highlight those things. But also, we haven't really been much of a husband or wife to each other because we don't.
At least in the scale that we thought we were, you know, we did those episodes, Never Gonna Let You Go. And like, it was just
Never Gonna Give You
Up. Never Gonna Give You Up. It's gonna be a bust. It was a bust.
Go back and listen to Never Gonna Give You Up.
I don't even know what episode that was. But we were so like proud and we were gonna do all these things as spouses with this baby, and we are failing. I am failing. And I just feel like a failure as a wife. And my therapist told me that I'm trying too hard. She said I'm trying too hard. I'm overcompensating because I'm not working traditionally in the way that I'd always had. I lost that job. And I still like blame myself for it. I still blame myself about the first baby in a sense. And I feel like all those mistakes and things are what got us here. But like also everybody else tells us we're so normal. We get this feedback. It's so normal. Everything's
yeah, it
okay.
Makes me sick.
Y'all are okay. This is so normal. It don't feel fucking normal.
It feels
fucked up. That's what it feels like. But
every small thing added to just makes it even worse. Like,
I just, yeah.
Asking for favors and
I
needing so much.
I used to write that part. I used to be really confident about us.
And what's crazy about that is I still do. I'm living in this fantasy where, like, I'm delusional sometimes. Like, because then when we get together, in my mind, I'm back like we never left, you know?
And that's what it used to be like, babe. I mean, we're in college, being long distance, and I used to get so excited to see you, and we get back together, and it wasn't like we spent a month apart or we spent 2 weeks apart. It's like we always been together. But the other day, we actually went to a listener event, our listener, Krishaya. Hey, girl.
Shout out, Krishaya.
She came down.
Her sons.
Yes.
Her husband. It was great meeting y'all.
She wrote a book, a poetry book, that we would talk to y'all about when we get back. And we went down there to support her because there was a book event down at the Cobb Galleria here anyway. And that day, my mom kept Drew because we were staying up there with her. And we came back to the house to record So You Want a Code and to get some quality time together. And my therapist is telling me that I need to focus on quality instead of quantity because we're in a space right now where we don't have a set number amount of like time together. So we have to make it count for when we are together. And so this was our time and I felt so weird. I felt so awkward.
And it made me so sad.
With you.
Cause you did, you shared that.
Because I felt like
I'm proud of you.
Obviously,
for
I had to explain to you why I was being weird. Because it felt like I had, like, I don't.
So when me and Randy go out, like, we hold hands. We've been holding hands for how long have we been together? 12 years?
11 years.
Too damn long.
A long time.
But it just, the fingers lock up weird at first.
It just feels,
you know,
and I watch other wives with husbands and kids, and it's not every wife, but it's wives that I see frequently, and their husbands go to touch them and they kind of shrink away because they're not used to that touch, married or not. And I vowed I would never be that wife, you know, that I would like catch it before it happens. And that day I was that wife. Like, I didn't even know how to be touched, you know, by a man, you know, by a spouse. Because we hadn't had a long time since the 5 hours your mom gave us 2 months ago. Drew was a month old.
And we didn't realize this till like midday.
And so I didn't know how to be with you. Which made me feel really bad. Because that's not like... what wives do. Wives can like snap in and snap out, and they can be mom, and they can be mom, like, well, and wife, and they like, can be
that's sexy the expectation. They but can be,
I just feel like a mom, and so I feel like a good mom because I agree with you. Me and Drew are close, and it's not just breastfeeding, and you know, like she literally like
y'all look like friends. It's nice.
I really like her. You know, I'm not sure if I could be a parent to any other child, but I really like Drew, and she's so interesting, and we've had all this time together, and it would make sense, right, that I know her. And I always wanted a daughter, and I got her, but I always assumed that, like, I don't know, I got her, and I wanted all of us to have time together, but it's just been me and her. And so I guess that's what happens, you know, when you're with your kid all day. And so I do feel like a good mom. She is easy to figure out. I do feel in sync with her. And I used to feel the same way about you. And it doesn't come so easily to me like it used to. I used to get you. It used to be like, you say something and I know it's a joke. You say something, I know you for real. Now I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I'm just like, what?
Jokes turn into like why did you think that was a good moment to say that? I was like, well, you know, remember we used to
kid. I don't.
And then that conversation happens like, oh, well, I'm just bad at receiving jokes. And it's just
and
like,
I'm a bad flirt. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing as a wife anymore. And so I'm sorry, babe.
You don't have to apologize.
I know I don't have to. And I know you won't forgive me because you don't feel like it's like a thing that I'm doing wrong. But I am sorry because I envisioned myself as this wife that would get it right. And this balance of like being a wife and a mom and myself feels like I feel really lost. And I don't think I'm doing it well. And, you know, people should be like writing jobs and stuff, and that's great, y'all. But I don't know if any of y'all have stayed home with a child, and I'm doing the podcast mainly by myself, you know, in terms of like putting it out, like we record together and that's great. But like Instagram and everything else is like a very small microcosm of like what y'all see online is when Mikey is around. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, he's just not here. And anybody with kids in the village know that sometimes the village ain't available, you know? So a lot of the stuff is unrealistic to do when it's just you. And so I am working to get out of this, but we have responsibilities and things, and I feel responsible for it. And so it's just been really difficult. But after I did tell Mike that I was feeling weird about being around him by myself without the baby, without anyone else, we talked about it and it was fine. No? How did we get over that? Did I take a shot?
I think so.
Did I do something?
We did drink at some point.
But it wasn't like a lot. I don't think it was a lot.
It was literally like, you know, after you've poured most of the liquor out the bottle, but if you turn it upside down, there was more on the inner walls
of the
bottle.
So I don't think that it was liquid courage. I think it was just me being honest with Mike and him being gracious because he could have been mad at me about feeling weird.
And you were expecting that. Well, it was the messages. There was a day we ain't talked. We just like texted for the first half of the day.
And you were
vulnerable. And in your vulnerability, you expressed, I don't even know how this is going to go because you might just get mad again like last time. And I was immediately mad. No, I was mad. Not at you.
I know.
I was just pissed. I'm like, fuck. Like, you can't stop. I was like, let's go ahead. What I try to do. I was like, bro, you're wrong. Let's just start off with you're wrong right now, Mikey. So if she feels that way, then there's truth to it somewhere. That's how she feels. So I'm just not going to respond from a place of anger. I'm literally going to reply to her message.
And you, y'all, now women out there, y'all ever send a man a text with a whole bunch of things and he respond to one thing? He respond to one out of the 50 things you send him.
That's not what I do. That's not even my
Mike.
MO.
Yes, it is.
That is not what I do. Baby, we have so many messages.
No, we do.
Spanning back
I'm not
forever.
Saying you do it consistently, but Mike, this,
I'm
if it is
my
simple as shit.
Response is peace
when I send you, no. Yeah, when I send you something, I get the okay, or like you'll respond to one of the things. I'm like, but there are three other points that I made in here. But when I bring it to you, like, oh, I was just trying to start a conversation.
Randy,
I say something
the thing
back,
is, sometimes there's room. We can go bullet for bullet. We
Mikey,
can go point
but
for point
time,
if
y'all,
there's space in the conversation. I got to reply, one, because Randy's still asleep while I'm replying. So, like, I can actually just go back and forth with my messages. It takes some time.
Yeah, because
it was a lot
of
messages.
I wrote the response real late at night. I wrote my text.
So, it's different. So, I have room. I was like, I'm going to give her something different because what we've been doing is not okay.
So he responded, which I think did
everything.
Help. To everything.
In excess.
And it was just very... Y'all ever got a text back that, like, it was very clear that they heard you? That maybe... You don't even got nothing to say. Like, I, at one point, put the phone down. And I was like, you know, I'm not mature enough to handle this maturity. So...
What?
I'm gonna breastfeed this girl. I'm gonna go pee. I'm gonna eat some breakfast. Then I'm gonna go back and respond. So that's what happened. But anyway... I think that did help because by Saturday, by that day that we got together, I was able to tell you, I feel really weird being with you without Drew. And it felt like being with a stranger, to be honest. I know how to deal with you on a podcast. I know how to deal with you when we're around family. I know how to deal with you when the baby's around. But one-on-one time, just me and you, it's very unfamiliar.
And you had used the analogy. You was like, you know, you and that cousin, y'all text, y'all talk. Like over the phone or
yeah,
like,
and then a family reunion happened.
The reunion happened, and it's weird.
It's weird.
And I responded like, "No,
they don't have." He
I was
don't
like,
have
"I had cousin
stuff.
Named Lana. She was my closest cousin growing up. Whenever we link back, it's like we never left.
Right.
Like that's how I am with most of my cousins. Like with everybody.
But if your cousin live in the country and you live in the city, sometimes it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it was for me. It just felt like this really unfamiliar person that I gotta be alone with, and it's awkward. And I'd rather talk to you behind the screen. Cause that comes easier. That's what we've
and
been
I'm
doing.
Just like, but we've been waiting
to get
to this point
together.
Where we came back. Like I mentally have just been on pause since the last time we were great. And now I'm hoping that this is going to be the next time that we're great.
So we are feeling this way for a lot of reasons. As y'all heard, obviously the distance, but we also know we're not probably eating enough. We aren't drinking enough water. We're not taking care of ourselves.
Basic human needs. There has been no sleep. Diet has been poor. So food. Physically, we have not done the things that we normally do to keep our bodies up, such as
going to the gym
out,
and stuff. We just started back that, which
you
I think
need.
We can really stick to because we like working out, y'all. We are so fine when we fit. We really are.
I don't talk about that right now.
And the sexual endurance. But you remember that time we both lost weight and we had sex and we just kept going? Do you remember that?
That was a great day. And,
like, we just kept going, and we stopped just for general purposes, just because
just for the,
it just,
the on
principle.
The yeah, the like, principle, you know what? Maybe we should pause.
Maybe let's keep a good thing good. Take a nap.
That was about to be a 24-hour, like, marathon type situation.
I used to be. Jesus Christ. That's all right. I'm coming back. We're coming back.
I still got good, you know, I still got time in me.
You, mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
No, I do.
Your face says otherwise.
So we
and
know that there are
says
factors.
Otherwise. You're not going to answer my question.
What are you asking me, though?
Like, I think I can still endure. Because the spirit. Babe.
The spirit
wants,
is willing.
It is.
That's fine. But Holmes.
Well, obviously, by keep going, I mean you do most of the work. For a larger portion than what
y'all
how
know,
it normally
since
go.
I had this baby, he been making me ride more.
Yep.
And that's neither here nor there. Okay. So we plan to combat all of these things or to like fix them somehow. Find a nice rhythm, balance, some type of something. What are some of the things that we are doing to fight this or to keep fighting for us?
I think the first thing was acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to adjust. Some things that worked when we were younger do not work for where we are now and who we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Just being more intentional.
Some specifics.
About, I was, you know, I start broad and then we
I
get into the
do.
Specifics.
I'm sorry, baby. Don't look at me like that.
Nah, I don't know what specifics.
You wrote it
oh,
down.
Oh, we wrote it down. Ha. Finding
Ooh,
balance.
Ooh, Lord.
So we have to find balance.
Yes.
Because things
means.
Have been so far off balance that my wife doesn't know how much I love her.
That's not true at all.
You see?
That's
see
you
how off balance things are? I believe my wife doesn't know how much I love her.
That's, but it's, okay. Okay. I see your point.
There we go.
I receive your point.
Uh-huh.
I throw it back at you with the you're wrong.
You can throw it back at me.
Mikey.
I'm sorry. Your words. Good.
So I don't know what finding balance.
To about this? Well, she said they just you just expect me to
say something crazy. I think it was faith. I don't know what finding balance necessarily means.
I just know that it's something we're trying to attain.
We are trying to.
And sometimes we're just grasping at random things.
Be a good wife and a good mom and a good husband and a good dad. And I think that starts with some grace, but more like, I guess not realistically, but like more like what we can do. So one, y'all know our podcast break again is coming up. We've done the 10 episodes, really more because Patreon gets the minis and extra stuff. Mm-hmm. But like we've done the 10 episodes to the public and now it's time for us to like take a breather. Gather ourselves stronger. Hard. Yeah, like we did last time.
More prepared. Great episodes again. And give people time to catch up.
Right. So that break will definitely help us because it'll take away some of that. Like, we'll still be recording because we need to learn how to, like, do that in advance. But
and we'll be closer.
It'll take away some of, like, the hustle, like, trying to drop this episode and try to do this extra stuff. Anyway. Therapy. So we are both still in therapy. My therapist, I think I already said this, said to focus more on quality instead of quantity. And so that ties in with the effort to spend time. So usually when Mikey goes to the store or something, he'll go and we'll stay back. But I am learning to let Drew go up with her grandmother or with it's usually one of her grandmothers, and to go with Mikey. So while it's not like a date in terms of like the movies, we are walking the store together.
Yeah, we went to Walmart together. It was nice.
It was like 10 p.m. It was nice to get out together. And I know I have to be like, I know that I just want you around and I have to understand that.
Is like, that sad that Walmart was nice?
No, I think that's just us figuring it out. Like, okay, Drew goes upstairs or Drew Hayes with one.
Yeah,
of
but it was the
members.
Walmart off Cascade and we were happy.
I mean, the Walmart was sad, but we were not. And okay. So, like, just finding an effort to spend time together. So, right mm-hmm. now, we're recording, and Drew is upstairs with her Nala, her grandmother, because she's available, and she's willing, and we have to, like, start taking advantage of that.
And she wants her grandchild.
And she wants her grandchild. And so, like, just learning to take advantage of like, those parts so that when it's time for both of us to get together, we can get together. And now, when we're alone, it doesn't feel weird mm-hmm. like it did that day. It doesn't feel like it doesn't make sense.
And my therapist recommended outlets. I need physical outlets.
Yes.
It's a need for me that's not being met.
Right.
I have to work out.
Yes.
Health wise.
Yeah, he's pre diabetic.
I am pre diabetic.
So he's not pre diabetic, but he before that. He almost.
I'm right before the danger zone. Like I am approaching
unhealthy. Really unhealthy.
It's a lot of sitting.
Yeah.
And just inactivity.
Yeah.
Which is not okay for I. So.
Or us.
Or us.
Like in general.
Because if you don't have an outlet, you know, when you get frustrated, it's good to like go run and go do things. Mm-hmm. Also, it's just good for your body in general. Yeah. I haven't done that in forever. Today was actually my first time going to the gym in over a year and yeah. a half. Very strange time for me.
Yeah.
I'm used to being a sexy dude.
You still are sexy, there. Mike. Mm. Your butt's still the same. It's so juicy.
Did you know, I used to be like, I'll pick up the weights and while I'm walking with it, my abs would flex. Okay. That was cute. Now when I'm walking with the weights, my belly flex. And you can see like my chest still does what my chest does, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. the belly look like it's not supposed to be there.
But it's so
and
cute.
So my abs is trying to flex
it's
under
so
flab.
Like...
Randy.
Sorry. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
I'm over here lifting stuff over my head and then my shirt gets stuck above my belly. Yeah, it's not cute.
So we decided to work out every other day with each other. So I went yesterday. Mikey went today. I'm going to go tomorrow. Mike is going to go Monday. And mm-hmm. then we're just going to like keep going.
Yes, until this becomes habit. Or until we're able to line up to where we can even have a gym day together. We haven't done that in a while. You
know? We haven't. We are great working out together. But I need time away. Mikey needs time with Drew. And he needs an outlet, and so this is the system we've come up with.
Trying to create some equality here.
What else, babe? Is that it?
Just making more of an effort to spend time, such as the break. Also, Randy's birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
And Randy's birthday is a very great time for me, because I get to celebrate her, so she gets to have a good time too. Everybody wins.
This is the first birthday I'm not so excited about. I don't know if anyone's into astrology or the Saturn return, but it's about my time and I'm not ready for the struggle because I feel like I've been in the struggle because I'm living through Mikey's Saturn return. And
well, I'm going to do what I got to do to make sure I make it a fun time.
And it's just, to me, it just feels like more money you got to make. You just got to make money. And I'm just like,
well, you know, I can make 300 do magic. Yeah.
You can. Because especially because I don't want nothing.
You never do. But I make everything.
So it's
happen.
Okay to want things, lady.
Okay. Is it?
I mean, I want things, but I kind of like shut that part of my brain off.
I know, but we're working on restarting that part of your brain because.
Yeah.
I could very well be a highly employed person soon.
So one of the things of terms of spending time together, like we spent 5 minutes where my kid was like, Randy, talk about your birthday. But there was no limitations. Not a lot to bring up money.
Like what
not
if?
A lot to bring up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and this, and then this, and then this, and then this. I hadn't even thought about it.
And it was beautiful because she smiled for a while.
I did. All right. And
redefining, readjusting this partnership.
Yeah. So, you know, y'all, I think I'm learning as a new mom and as a wife. New wife still, because in a lot of cases, we're still considered new.
Great wife, by the way.
Thank you. Great dad, by the way. Look at you. Y'all are cute. I'm learning that I have to, like, readjust my goals because, for instance, I've readjusted my Fitbit goals because mm-hmm. I had my Fitbit goals based off this really fit life we were living before we got pregnant.
Same.
And all that stuff. And it's just not that right now. So right now, I've lowered my gym days to 2 days. It's just a goal. My steps to 5,000, you know, and if I do more, that's great. And so for us, I feel like I'm learning to like readjust my goals. So maybe we can't do like these crazy date nights, but I can go to the store with you every time you go.
Yeah.
And I can like sit with you, or we can all ride together. Like, you know, you also need time with me, Drew, and you. Cause you still like have a little bit of anxiety about driving with her alone.
No,
right?
I'm better. It's about being alone with her.
Right.
Which I have to work on.
Yes.
Or driving alone with her. But I will exercise that more when you're away.
Right.
Yes, adjusting. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
I used to leg press at minimum 450.
Yeah, it was a lot. Real sexy.
You know? But now, today I went in there, you know, quick little 30.
It's okay, babe.
You know, it's all right.
Building up strength.
Slowly, but slowly. Things are different with Drew, but it doesn't mean that they're impossible.
Right, and she's so much fun.
We have stated our desires, and so now we just need to work to help meet what the other one is asking for.
What are you asking for?
Time with you. I'm okay. Asking for your patience. I'm asking for you to release yourself of expectations that you've placed on yourself or that our situation has placed on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for you to relinquish some of that stress on you because I hate to see it and I hate to say it, but you just don't have to do that. I'm asking you for, I guess, more attempts at making sure we understand where the other is coming from.
Right.
I am, like I said, actively practicing that, such as with the text, such as with re-explaining myself when I came in about what it is that I want for us that day.
Mm-hmm.
We have things to do. We have tasks to do. We have work. But there has, it's literally been like all work and no play, you know?
Right.
So I want to play again somewhere.
We don't do these things. We used to play a game before we recorded the
before
podcast
we record episode,
so
yeah.
That we could be, you know, just in a good mood, in a good vibe. And we haven't done that in a while. Mainly because we're always trying to hurry up and record before Drew wakes up.
Or before I gotta go.
Or before Mikey gotta go. And we gotta get this unedited up to Patreon. We got shit to do. We ain't got time to play. But
we got to make time.
We do.
It's the tortoise in the air. That ain't it. Ain't it the ant and the grasshopper?
Baby, I have no idea.
It's the one where one of the animals keeps working through all the seasons while the other one is playing. And then one of them ain't prepared when something happens. And the other one is like, well, you should have been working.
But this, I don't understand how this is with play.
Like he missed life. Like, because he was working the whole time.
Mm. Right.
Someone help me. I know it's a thing. I got to teach Drew.
Yeah. So.
So what do you want from me?
What do I want from you? I want you to be around. So time with you. But I also want you to like show yourself grace and like don't project your feelings on us over here. Because no one's over here. No one over here is mad at you or ashamed of you or none of us. Not me, not Drew, not Groot. I mean, Groot could use, you know.
Groot's probably.
Groot has issues. Yeah. No, he's upset with you. But we're working on that. But I also like, I don't know, just some grace. I think you've been really good about that. The other day I was breastfeeding Drew and you were like, you want to have sex. And I looked at you like, this human has my whole nipple in her mouth. And you thinking about fucking me? Really?
And then I had to explain
and
why.
And then he was like,
I did that. I was like, the reason why I didn't, it completely slipped my mind.
But what I was looking your mind?
At you that you were breastfeeding. Because I'm looking at your face. No, dead ass. I'm looking at your face. And I was looking at your eyes and I'm like, I just, like, you're beautiful. Like, I'm into
you. Thank you.
Right?
You are.
And that happens. Every time I look into your eyes for too long, I start looking at I just start thinking stuff. Because your face is just.
And I was like,
perfect.
Babe. Because I had talked with this with my therapist too. We didn't have sex. It was a few nights ago, like 2 weeks ago. He wanted to have sex. It was like 2 a.m. Y'all. Drew was tripping. Okay. Drew said, listen, you going to lay with me? I'm with daddy, but I want you. So we all laying in the bed together. I had to sing her song. She falls asleep. It's 2 a.m. Mikey's like, all right, let's do it. I'm like, let's do what? He's like, we're sex. And I feel like I'm about to literally die. I was aching, but because I think I've done so well with like acting like I'm not or pushing through because I've had to while you were doing the program and stuff, you can't tell.
No, it's not that.
Or
it's
maybe you can and don't care.
It's not that I don't care. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's that we got to try. And that's that's just all the energy comes from. But I'm always willing to accept. Like, if your response right after that is, no, I'm still tired, then it's like, okay, then nothing's happening.
Well, I understand that, like, so then again, the thing comes up was, like, even as a wife, I feel like as wives or people in general, and, like, so, okay, so there's a few things. One, there's obviously consent is needed for sex. If you don't have consent, it's not sex.
Unless and I you're feel into like as a husband, you have to, like, part of it is pursuit. Like, I'm not trying to have sex with you if I know that you're not into it and you're unhappy. Like, there's nothing.
And coercion isn't like good sex. And I also don't feel like as a wife lately, and mainly because you haven't been around, and like when you are around, like obviously you want to like be with me, but that I can like say that I'm tired or say that I don't want to be touched right now because I'm a wife and like I have this duty to be touched, right? And my body is not my body. And I feel like I don't have autonomy over myself, not even just with you, but you know, with Drew, even not even just breastfeeding, just in general, just being needed all day. And I feel like I'm in constant service and no one is like servicing me or helping me or like, yeah. And so the problem
I feel the same.
Right. And you feel the same because you're always out. You're constantly using your body for things you don't want to use your body for.
And it's really hard to like ask for something of someone who is doing stuff all day.
Right.
And I think that goes both ways.
Right. Exactly. Which is why I don't ask you for anything. If you notice, I don't ask you for anything.
No, but I volunteer to do things for one because I do recognize that things need to get done. And while I don't want to ask sometimes, like there's a fear of me approaching you about anything sexual. Like there's just fear behind it now. Because
which makes me feel like a bad wife because just like it used to be like that. But what I told my therapist about it, you know, I ended up giving you head. It was fine. Cause you know, y'all know how I feel about head. Give you head. Boom, bam. You go to sleep. You know, life change. You straight. Drew sleep. And I like read for 10 minutes. I like went in the living room, read for 10 minutes because I couldn't articulate that. I just want to do something for myself, even if it was just for 10 minutes. And then I could do this thing for you. And so when you were like, hey, you know, I want to have sex with you as you breastfeed your daughter. Not like obviously as you, but you know, like you recognizing that like Randy's in a service position right now and like maybe I should wait. And me being able to articulate, hey, can I just get 20 minutes to do this thing by myself before we have sex? And we had sex that day, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What was that day? And it was daytime, y'all, wasn't it? Was it that day or was it the next day?
I think it was the next day, actually. It was good.
It was good. Had to turn the cameras off on Amazon in my business. Anyway.
Could you imagine if like it's Prime Day and you go to Prime Video and you see?
Because I think I have them log it. I think I put it the system to where they like log and keep.
But what if like the things that are happening marriage, like tape got out?
I mean, it'd be a good tape.
Would
but,
it?
Babe.
You look like great, but like would it be a good tape?
Babe.
Because then you got my butt around.
There are all types of fetishes and things on that you fit into.
That's true.
That you will be fine.
Hey, quick poll. Do you leave your socks on when you have sex?
Why is this a thing?
Just respond.
This is not in a production meeting.
It wasn't. It just came to mind.
Hi, Groot. Sorry, I'm going to edit that out.
You're fine.
I want you to get out of that fear, but I also need to be able to articulate that sometimes it's not even just not, it's not, it's never not wanting you. It's just that I feel like I never have time for Randy. And then I'm in this constant state of giving to others, and even if it's my husband, even if it's my daughter.
That. And I try really hard to make sure that you have time for you.
You do. And do you think that, like, lately it's been okay or no?
I'm saying even before lately.
I'm like, not even talking about lately. Do you think
that
yes, lately?
Now, because I mean, it's also turned into, like, us even being able to talk better.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Like, communication seems to, like, I don't know. As of the last, like, week, really, I don't feel like I'm about to set you off every time now, you know? Like, oh, she recognizes that this is a joke. She laughed. You know, there's less shortness with each other, but that's also because we had, you know, really great sex a couple days ago.
And like, we're sleeping. Did you just start to sleep a little longer?
Yep, there has been more sleep. I have taken the priority of like taking her away from you more, like as I can.
Yeah, and that helps.
You know, which I used to do before, but now I'm able to do more because Drew is like with it.
Yeah. Yeah. She got places to go, okay? So she'll take anybody.
And I'm trying to send you away as much as I can.
I know.
Because you come back so much, like, happier after a therapy appointment or after a gym workout or, you know.
I do.
So all right, just, y'all. Let's keep trying.
We're keep trying because y'all told us if we get divorced, we're going to all have to go to therapy.
And plus, BBD isn't the best podcast name.
What is
BMD? Millennial Divorce? Like, if we... Because we still got to keep the podcast.
Actually.
You think that'd be fire?
Babe, I would listen to a podcast where two divorcees talked about all the shit they did wrong.
You bullshitting.
No, I'm not.
Really?
I would listen.
I ain't going to lie to you. We'd sound completely different if we did that.
No, I mean, obviously, they still have to like each other. They still have to have respect
for
each other.
I'm just saying, I could see us doing that.
Hey, y'all, didn't work out, but...
Here's why.
Episode 1002.
We'll be friendly, like, and go talk shit.
I had a co-parent. Wait, no, that's not fun. There are people out there struggling with that. We're not teasing y'all. This is us.
Episode 1003. Mikey walked in on me and my new guy.
Engagement. Any spouses going through this? We know there are. We are accepting all tips and stories.
Any tips and stories? How do you connect? Tell us what we're doing wrong.
And then life was like, y'all are funny. Y'all think that y'all gonna just do stuff because you millennial. You don't understand.
Y'all just gonna be happy. Y'all gonna just figure it out, you know? God got us.
Speaking of God, the Black Millennial Marriage Patreon.
Speak on it, sis.
Features additional content, like my blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer. Mikey's Daddy Journals. He just got this hot new logo. Well, he's actually been had it. He just waited to share it with y'all.
Yes, because I'm pushing a whole agenda out here. Y'all about to get these journal entries. It's fire. Check it out.
Additional mini and bonus episodes. So as you know, all minis are going there. Patreon, we owe y'all two. It's coming. Like, as of, like, 2 days coming. Mm-hmm. And early access to what's going on with our family and more. If this sounds like something you might be into, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
That's www.patreon.com and search Black Millennial Marriage.
Again, all of these links that we mentioned will be in the show notes. So I know in some cases, like, the details show up weird, but, like, just press details and more, and then, like, there you go. Just letting y'all know, because I don't think we've ever said that.
That was a good explanation, baby.
If you can't commit to a monthly membership, though, and just don't got it like that, we are coming back to y'all with a cash up when we come back. But in the meantime, Amazon gift cards are, you know, accepted, and please send it to us at our email, blackmailmarriage@gmail.com.
That's blackmailmar @gmail.com.
And if you're like, what do y'all use Amazon gift cards for? Mind your business. No, I'm playing. We, you know, we need equipment. We need things. Because we are talking on some old mics. We need a hard drive. Y'all, there's some things happening. There are things happening. My earphones going in and out.
Your headphones is done. It's a wrap for those headphones.
So I hope y'all can hear me. And that I have it.
I can't imagine what you listen to while we be doing this. And you just always seem like you're hopeful that maybe there will be sound.
I'm like, will this cord? It's a struggle. All right, babe, fight or flight.
Okay. This week's fight or flight is brought to you by the word sex.
What?
S-E-X. This fight or flight
is about sex?
Yeah.
Talk about triggered.
No, it's a good thing.
Is it? Oh, Mike.
What?
Nothing.
What do you think you I'm going to say?
Are you about to talk about the sex we just had?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, babe.
All right. Fellas, I'm talking to y'all right now first. Ladies, just like, you know, fly on the wall for now.
Fly on the wall for now.
Fellas.
Jesus.
You ever making love to your lady, you know, doing all the work that we do, you know, trying to blow her everything out.
Mikey.
Doing all of the positions, just doing the work because you trying to make sure that she is satisfied, right? And then you ask her, hey, why don't you get on top? And out of nowhere, you're hit with, what's the word, fellas? You're hit with resistance, right? Why I gotta get on top? What you mean you want to be ridden? You've been watching too much Meg Thee Stallion. My knees ain't that strong. Randy, hey, fly on the wall. Fellas, we just finished doing all this work. My back tight. My knees weak.
What are you talking about?
I need you right now. See, you know what I'm saying? Bounce it. Just do some. It's your turn. Show out. I love the visual of whatever it is you're about to do. I'll even help. My arms are still unable to, like, you know, I can do work. Dead ass.
Like, what are you talking about?
Can you fly? Fellas, I think we need to go ahead and start working towards making women doing more of the work a norm in married households and just relationships in general. And if you're one of those guys who girls just does this and does the most all the time, I'm not talking to you. You suck. I'm really happy for you.
What are you talking about?
But it's not mine. So what is your fight? Fly off the wall. Now, when I ask you to, like, ride me, I noticed that I got some resistance.
Mikey, but I did it, though.
You
nigga.
Did.
So what do you want from me?
I want it in the future with less resistance.
Like, that wasn't...
Don't say no, then yes.
How you pursue me for sex and then tell me, oh, by the way...
Because that's a part of it.
Oh, by the way, you know, I need you...
That's not a good question.
No.
That's not a good question.
By the way, do the work, too.
That's not what I'm saying. It's a part of sex. That's like you approaching a dude and then being like, you know, like he's shocked that you want head. It's something that you require. This is what I'm saying. We have to make this more of a norm.
I don't understand. What are you doing if you're not getting... Okay, we're not talking about head.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is high groove. I'm trying to have that same attitude. Mikey, first of all, it wasn't a lot of resistance. You're making me sound
I'm not saying it's a lot.
I'm lazy.
I'm saying over the course of this relationship... Hear me out. Over the course of this relationship, I just be working.
Mikey.
And you know I be working. I ain't saying you not. I'm talking about me. I be working too. You do be working. But you will say something like, before you just do say yes. Because of what?
I'm tired. I'm supposed to get up here and do what?
Honestly, you just got to kind of just kneel.
Mikey, first of all, this
social
that we have eats people.
So I got, like, strong hands.
I had just got back from the gym. And I'm supposed to straddle you? I thought the whole point of
I'm
this
a really big guy.
Was for me to lay down.
That's what I thought. You see what a disconnect is? At one point, we each got to be allowed to lay down. You know,
babe, you lay down all the time.
What?
When I...
Because I think you're misremembering how this goes. Because you said all the time with confidence.
Mikey,
I'm going to let you think about it for a second. I'm going to let you finish. You
gathered your thoughts? 98.2 of the time, you on your back.
Oh, you serious?
When I give you head.
Yes.
And you be making me work, Mike. I don't be down there for a second.
But you said when...
So that's a long
that's
time.
That's because I just want to lay down
I feel like...
I just wasn't in a comfortable bed. It could all be so simple.
Mikey.
Huh?
I feel like the time that it takes get you there.
Uh-huh.
Purposely that you be doing while we being real adds up or equals to the amount of time that you spend working in bed.
Word. Except I use a whole bunch of body parts. Like, it's a lot of stuff happening that I put
it's
in. Even
not
if
my
you want to equate the time
to it don't take
the
much
same.
Work with you.
So here's the thing. If what you're asking for is for me to come quicker, because that's what it sounds like. And
I'm so sorry, Mike. We cannot keep doing this. We cannot be talking about sex like this.
Okay.
Because our parents listen.
Got you. We should probably put a disclaimer at this.
And Mama has said,
huh,
that she likes that we are ourselves.
All right, no problem. This is what I would do. If you want me to quick, because we gotta censor it.
I'm not asking you to censor yourself.
I'm saying I can do that.
Mike, you're not asking you to do that. What I'm saying is,
when I finally begin, then I'm like, oh, I've waited so long for this. I'm going to enjoy this
show. I think I would just like to know up front, because when we have sex, I assume that this is me like, okay, Mikey's about to dominate. Right? I would like to know beforehand. I expect to be written. Because first of all, this is also a new development.
Okay. Because
you and I was like how I used to ride.
That's not true.
That's true.
That's not true.
Babe.
I did like, you just needed to practice. But you hadn't done it.
You said that, but that's just your euphemism way of saying you suck at it.
That's
turn
not
around.
I say what I'm saying. He says, you suck at it, turn around.
Fine. I apologize for fighting you, but I did get up there.
You did. And you know what you did?
And I put your ass to sleep. So what the fuck you fighting for?
Whoa.
Mikey, you
let's
fell
rewind.
Asleep.
This is what we're not going to do.
Mikey.
I was dozing off.
And because I turned the camera off, I don't got receipts.
I didn't fall asleep because I got up after that
babe,
episode I was watching.
When I woke up from my
you
nap, to, you said,
oh,
babe.
When you woke up from
babe.
What? When you woke up from
I was supposed to put you to sleep. You put me to sleep.
I said you made me sleepy.
Mikey, that's...
anyway. You actually went to sleep afterwards.
Mikey, I was
proving.
First of all, that was a plan beforehand. That was the plan.
Just
and you was like,
it.
Hey, I was actually going to bed.
You were. And I was like, I can help you sleep. Anywho.
I apologize. I'm fleeing. Fine. I'll
I
just keep my thoughts in my head and just get up there and play these games that you want to play.
What games? It's not games.
These
it's
games.
Fun games.
PDA.
You first.
It is my first. Thank you for doing this episode with me. This is our last one before our break.
This was all over the place.
We hope that y'all are still around. Maybe one day we will stop saying that in an episode and just be confident about our content. But y'all know we are in therapy and things ain't always right over here.
Got you.
So back to you.
Yes.
It has been really hard recording in the midst of all of this. And since the baby, we've only taken a 2-week break.
That is true.
That is true. And so I really admire your work ethic and appreciate you doing this with me, and it's been fun. You know, this part is always fun, so thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
You're thebomb.com, and you have a really big dick, if anyone
there
was wondering.
You go. That's my baby.
He really does.
Ooh.
And it's your turn.
How do you follow up with that?
I don't know. Make it work.
Okay. Susie and Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
It had a beautiful story.
Yes.
It reminded me that there was once a time where things were...
perfect?
Less... I was going to say less messy.
Happy?
But no. Clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working to clear up some of the fogginess that has happened with the miscommunications and the struggle that we're going through over here. I can honestly say that there's no way in hell I would have done this for any other woman ever.
I'm sorry, I know. I know.
You don't hear me.
I do.
You don't get it. I'd have been like, okay. You are an amazing wife. You are
Thank
a phenomenal
you.
Wife. You are a great wife. You are loving and caring, even amidst being pulled and tugged and sucked on by a little... I love her, so I won't call her that. A child. A child who needs you for sustenance in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And attention and learning and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have been carrying yourself with so much strength through me doing this program, through us moving, through... us working and trying to find balance, and I appreciate all that you do, not just as a mother, but as a wife, to make sure that we are straight, which is including these things like making sure that the podcast stuff is up and keep going. Like, we've been going off pure stubbornness and
yeah.
the fact that, I mean, the episodes keep getting posted, so I guess we'll keep recording. That ass is really what it's like.
Guess we just go keep going till we die. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love you.
I
appreciate you. Not just as a mother, not just as a woman or a person, but as my wife. I could not do this with anybody else. And I really, really appreciate you for all that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all. We will be back September 1. That is the first
September
Sunday.
September 1.
In September. And We are excited for this break. I am, because it's going to give us some time to like really do some stuff and hopefully figure out, like, just get our life together. So thank you again for listening, everyone.
Be blessed.
Don't ever settle.
And fight clean most of the time.
Eventually. And if not, apologize.
And then work on fighting cleaner later.
Peace.
You dig what I'm saying? We could go deeper. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it.
You dig it.
I dig it. I dig it.
You dig it, I dug it, we're good, so yo, I hope you love it, I love it, I got no upper, but none above it, I focus, I want the funkies, don't know it's so fierce, I'm sipping talented.
We just don't know how to lead, y'all, can't do it, can't do it.
You know, we gotta do a little something extra at the end. I want each of us to shout out somebody personally. I didn't ask you this before we did
it. You did
it. But I'm gonna give you some time to think about it while I shout somebody out.
Okay.
If you made it this far, Cuzzo, I just want to say I love you and I appreciate you. You have no idea what your support has done for my family and how much I genuinely am glad that I have you in my life. This is to Brandon Griffith. You are the shit. Thank you, because for supporting me and just being great, man. Love you.
I have three people. Two are mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew's godfather. Y'all have been the source. Okay.
Shout out Jeffrey. Yes.
And Auntie Bree, TT Bree out mm-hmm. here, not caring that Drew want her mama gonna pick her up and take her and. Thank y'all so much.
And nah, fuck, you know what? Nah, damn it. And Carmen. Shout out, Carmen. If you are listening to this, you finally got to meet your goddaughter.
Yes.
It was a very beautiful thing for me to see. I was very happy to see that.
Yeah. And y'all just clicked. Drew just fell asleep with her. Just was like,
Yeah.
Been waiting to see you. Going to bed now.
Who else? Real quick.
Our whole Patreon family, we really like y'all. We trying to do better. We thank y'all for just liking what we put
out. Watch how
anyway.
We turn up this month for August.
We're always trying to, and I hate when you do that.
No, I'm serious. For Patreon specifically. That, like, don't worry. Just accept.
We really do love y'all. Y'all have really helped us out.
Our $20 supporters, our $20 tier.
Married tier.
At this point, you should have received something in the mail. Once you receive it, please go ahead and just share an image, something with our hashtag and.
It don't even have to be public if y'all not into that. I just want to know y'all got it.
I want to know what y'all think of it.
Yeah,
I do.
Because we turned on the tracking and I'm just worried everybody's not going to get their thing. So, and if it's not there yet, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It should be there. It's supposed to be there.
And shout out to you, random person listening to this. Anybody new, all the people who've been there from day one.
It's just a break, y'all. That's not goodbye, but.
But peace.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.